Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish. We are up to Sif Beis. We are on page 206. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Eino tzarech lahafsik ela ad sheyomar baruch she'achalnu mishalo. A person who is stopping his achila in order to answer a zimun of two, he is the third one. He only has to wait, says the Shulchan Aruch, until they finish saying baruch she'achalnu mishalo. V'chozer v'gomer su'daso, and he can go back and finish eating his suda below bracha batchila without making a new bracha before his achila. The Rama says, "V'yesh omrim shetzarach lahafsik at sheyomer hazonas hakol v'cheinu hagim." The Rama brings yesh omrim that says it's not enough to pause your achila until after baruch shachanu mishalo, but you have to wait till the mezamin goes through the whole first bracha of benching until he ends off hazonas hakol, and that is our minhag. Then the Rama says, "V'im haya daitu lasor v'leachol pas." But if he had in mind to go back and eat more bread, afal pi shelo ochal acharkach. Even though he didn't actually go back to eat more bread, but he had it in mind. So kisherotze levarich, when he goes to bench at the end, mevarich mitchila birchas hazon. He goes back to the beginning of benching. So even though he paused during his achila and he listened to the whole first bracha, since he ate or he planned on eating, when he goes back to bench again at the end of the suda, he will start from the beginning and he will repeat the birchas hazon that he had heard previously. The kol shekeinim chazar v'ochal. If that is only if he planned on eating, then certainly if he actually ate, he would have to go back to the beginning of benching and say the entire benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaton Vav, Ad Sheyomar. This is the sheet of the Mechaber, the one who's stopping his Achila to answer to the Zimun only has to wait till after Baruch Shachana Mishalo. The Bazel Levad Yotzim Yedei Birchas HaZimun. According to the Mechaber, with that alone, you're Yotzei the Bracha of the Zimun. Sivkaton Zayin. So the Mechaber said, if you pause your Suda, you answer to the Zimun, you waited till after Baruch Shachana Mishalo. You go back to your Suda, you do not need a new Bracha. You do not need to make another bracha. You don't need to wash your hands again. You don't have to make another hamotzi. Because when you paused to answer for the zimun, you did not take your mind off of the achila, and you can go right back to eating. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'im lo hayadaito laso v'lecho." But if you did not have in mind to go back and eat afterwards, v'chozer v'ochel, and you do go back to eat afterwards, so then tzarech birchas hamotzi batchila. Then you would need to make a new hamotzi, v'gam netilas yadayim memela, and you would also have to do a new netilas yadayim. The Shaar Tzion writes in Osches. This is from the Magen Avraham. The Eino Domel lahod the Simin Kuf Ayin Tes of Aleph. This is not like we learned earlier in Simin Kuf Ayin Tes. When a person says Havlon unavarich, the laharav Rabbeinu Yonah v'Haran eino tzarach levarich al achila afilu esiyadaito. There, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran says, even though he said Havlon unavarich, he goes back to eating afterwards. He does not need to make a new bracha. Here, he does need to make a new bracha. The hacha gara kevan shegam beirach birchas haziman. Here, he went one step further. He didn't just say Havlon unavarich, but he actually answered to the zimun, and therefore, if he was not planning on eating, then he would need to make a new bracha of hamotzi, and he would have to wash his hands. He would only need to make a new bracha of netilas yadayim if he had a total hesach hadas from watching over his hands. That's what the Shaar Tzion points out in Sivkaton Tes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan Ches, the sheet of the Rama is that you have to pause when you are stopping to answer a zimun of two other people all the way through the first bracha that ends Hazon Hasakol. Svir Lahu, they hold, the after Birchas Hazon, Lav Lagamri Birchas Zimunhi, they hold that even though it's true the first bracha of the benching of Hazon Hasakol is not totally just a Birchas Zimun, Darei HaYochid Omer Oso Gamkein, a Yochid that's benching also says it. So it's not purely reliant on the zimun, it's really just a regular part of benching. Afilu hachi still shayich lebircha zimun. It's still shayich as well to the bracha of the zimun. The nevarich levad ain't a bracha, because just saying nevarich is not a bracha on its own. Shein b'shem malchus. There's no shem b'shem there. There's no malchus. V'koy al mashem nevarich hamezamin achak al bircha hazon. So the whole nevarich is reliant upon the bracha that will be said right afterwards of hazon hasakol, and therefore the first bracha of benching, according to the Rama, our opinion, is that it has a dual role. Number one, it's the first bracha benching. It's also the end of the bracha zimun. So if you're pausing to hear a zimun of two other people and you're going to continue eating afterwards, you have to wait with your achila through the zimun till hazan esakol. Sivkotan tes, achi yomer hazan, v'chozer v'gomer esudaso. So after you wait, you answer the zimun and you wait till the mezamein finishes the bracha of hazan esakol, you go back and you finish your suda. Kemosha Kosova Mechaber, like the Mechaber writes, V'acharkach mevorech mitchila birchas hamazon. And then you go back to the beginning of benching, Kemosha Siyem haramol basof, like the Ramah says at the end. V'hatam, and the reason is, the after Shoma birchas hazon mipia mezamein, even though l'fi the Ramah, you paused, you listened to the whole first bracha of benching already through hazon esakol, still you have to go back and bench from the beginning and say that bracha yourself. Mikomokom harei tzorech levarech kol habirchas hamazon b'shul mash ochel achakach. Since the ma'aseh you ate after you answered to the zimun, so you must start benching from the beginning in order for that to cover the achil that you had afterwards. U'mesayim haramah, oh, the Ramah ends off further. Da'afilu lo ochel achakach. Even if you in fact did not eat anything after you responded to the zimun, imrak b'daito hoya. But if that was in your mind, be'esha pasa kedei l'shmu habirchas hazimun, when you pause your achil to hear the zimun, you plan on eating more. So your plan was to go back and eat more and finish your suda. So even then, when you go back to bench, you must start from the beginning of benching. Since you had in your mind that you were going to eat more, since you plan on eating more, even though l'maisa you didn't end up eating more, but that's enough to make it that you didn't have in mind to be yosei the bracha of hazon from the one leading the zimun. So that's all if you ate or you planned on eating but didn't eat. Ach, however, in lo hoya bedaitu lechol od, if you had no plans of eating anymore when you were responding to the zimun, v'lo ochal, and you also didn't lemaisa eat anything afterwards, k'shem mevarech birchas hamazon, when you then bench a few minutes later, Maschil min nodalucha, you start from the second bracha, benching from nodalucha, kemo b'chol mokom kisheshomea birchas hazimun, like every other case, when you listen to a birchas hazimun, v'ayin le'el simin kuf pe gimel sevzayim uv'mishavu resham. And that's what we said is the ideal way, is for everyone to listen to the first bracha, benching from the mezamein, and continue on from nodalucha. That's what you should do in this case, if you had the proper kavana. But really, l'maisa, we don't do that. So in this case also, l'maisa, we wouldn't do that either. We would start from the beginning, because that is our minug. Continues the Mishabura on the top line of page Kuf Dalud. Kosvu ha-poskim, de'echor ha-mafsik l'shnayim, one who stopped his achila to answer for two, yachol ha-hafsik kama pa'amim, he's able to stop many times. Kegon, for example, shemitchila achlu shlosha, the suda started with three people, v'hissik lohem echad, and one of them stopped his suda to answer for the other two, and the one that was left over by himself had two new people come and join him. If those two people want to bench before him, he can stop for them and he can answer for their zimun as well. It's not shayach in this case to say the zimun flew away from them. Since there are two new people that were not there for the original zimun, they can add him in, even though he answered already one time. He can answer again for the two new people that ate that had no shayachas to the first zimun. And this can keep going on. He can do it a third time, and even more than that. The Shaar HaTzion points out in Os Yud, V'lo dami lahada simin kuf tzadi hei siv hei, kuf tzadi gimel siv hei, desham pasak de'enam yecholom lezami mishun de paro zimu minayu. We said when you had three groups of three and one person left each group, and they had already made a zimun that covered each of those three in their previous groups, we say that they're done. It was paro zimu minayu. So why over here, when he was part of the three, is he able to join in with another zimun afterwards? The Shani Hasim there is different. The Kol Echad Mechabu Rosim Kfarnes Sarif. All three of the people in the new zimun already were part of a previous group. Avahacha, but in our case over here, Yeishnayim Shalo Zimnu Meyolim. There are two new people that never had a zimun. Ubishvil ha'echot she'ziman leislamban. The fact that one out of the three already answered the zimun is not a problem. The logora me'ochal ola shel yorak. It's no different than having a third person that only ate a vegetable. He could join the zimun. So the person who responded to the previous zimun can also join in and respond to this new zimun, since there are two new people that were not shayach to the original chabura. Continues the Mishabura. Avol im hayu chamisha bechabura achas. But if the group started originally with five, the hifsik echad l'shnayim, and two people wanted to bench, so one of them stopped his suda to answer the benching of those two. Shuv eino yochel azami nishayim min asharim. Now the two other people that were part of the original chabura want to bench, he can't go ahead and answer for their zimun. De parach zimun minayhu. Because once there were three people from the group that made a zimun, so the other two that are left over have flown away their zimun from them, and they can no longer make a zimun. Umashma filu achlu achakapiachar. It's mashma, even if the remaining three ate more together afterwards, they still can't make their own zimun. Ubesefer Evan Ha'uzer cholek alzad. Evan Ha'uzer argues on this. Akama achronim yashim esdvaru, but various achronim answer up his words. Avol, however, imhoyu shiva ushmona. If the group was not five, but it was seven or eight. And in note number 10, he points out from the Kapachayim that the same thing would be if it was six. V'hifsik shnayim mehem. So two people want a bench. Yochol achakach lahafsik odapam lahashar. So you have six, seven, or eight people, two on a bench, so one joins them. There are still three, four, or five that did not answer to the zimun, and they have enough for their own zimun. So we don't say they're thrown in at paral zimun. That's only if there's one or two others. But if there's a whole other group that can make their own zimun, they're not thrown in. De lo shayach bazeh paral zimun minayu. In this case, where besides the three that made the zimun, there were three, four, or five others, we don't say the rest of their zimunim have fallen away. Kevan shahaya behem kedei zimun, since they had within themselves enough people to make their own mezumin. Od kaswa posim, the posim write further. Kishem she'echad mafsik l'shnayim l'itzarif l'zimun, the same way we're discussing in this zimun, one stopping his achila to answer for two. Hu hadin shlosha o arbot srichin lahasik mesudosam lahashlim lahasoru ulavarech bashem. So too, if you have 10 people that are sitting there and eating, and 7 of them want to make a zimun, so the 3 people that are continuing to eat should stop their eating to answer, to make it 10, so they could be mezamin with Hashem's name. Ach de bazeh, but in this case it's a little different. Lekuli alma ain't srichin lahasik rad ad baruch elokeinu shachan of lo yoser. Even though we had a machlokas before the Mechaber and the Ramah held that by 3, and one is stopping for 2, you have to wait till after the bracha of Hazan HaSakol. When it comes to a group of 10, and 3 are being masik their achila to contribute to the 10, to bench with Hashem's name, they're really only joining in to get the Shem Hashem. And therefore, they only have to pause for the actual zimun. They do not have to wait any longer and wait for the first bracha. Vim ochlu biyachar achakach la'achar she'efsiku. And if those 3 or 4 who stop to answer to make a 10, they continue eating afterwards together, yecholem levarech bezimun, they can make their own zimun, velo parach zimun minayhu, and their zimun did not fly away, ki lo nitztarfu meikara lak lahaskaras Hashem. They only joined together initially, not for the zimun, they weren't needed for the zimun, only for the Shem Hashem, and therefore they retain their right to make their own zimun later. V'chein yecholem achakach l'sar l'shisha acherim she'ochlu etzel mezamin b'shem. They can also join together with another 6 people that came to eat with them to bench again a zimun with Hashem's name. To lo shayach lomar parach zimun de amiras elokeinu. Because we never say parach zimun when it comes to saying Hashem's name. Da kol bei asara shchinta shayo. Whenever there are 10 people, the shchina is there, and therefore it's always shayach to go ahead and respond to a zimun with Shem Hashem. So too, if you have 5 people that stopped their suda to answer for another 5 that wanted to bench, they can go ahead and join another 5 people to answer again with Elokeinu. As long as they eat together, a kezayas pas afterwards. That concludes Simon Reish, and now we go ahead and we begin Simon Reish Aleph. We're on page Kuf Dalud. Simon Reish Aleph is Mihu HaMavarech, who is the one that leads the benching, or for us, leads the Zimun. The Mechaber says in Zev Aleph, Godol Mavarech Afilu Babasof, the greatest one at the Suda, He leads the benching, even if he came at the end. If he wants to give someone that's lower than him to lead the benching, Rashi, he is allowed to. When is it true that the gadol is mevarach when there is no guest? Avol im yeisham oreach. If there's a guest there, who mevarach? He benches. Afilu im bal habayis gadol mimenu. Even if the Baal Bayis is greater than he, the guest benches. Why? Kedei shivarach the Baal Bayis, so that the one who is benching can give a bracha in his benching to the Baal Bayis. Uma bracha mevarcha. What is the bracha that the oreach says to the Baal Bayis? He rotzon shelo yevosh velo yikolim Baal Bayis hazeh lo bi olam hazeh velo bi olam haba. Should be the will of Hashem that the Baal Bayis should not be embarrassed, not in this world, not in the next world. V'yatzliach b'chol nechosav, his nechoshim should be successful. V'yu nechosav mutzlochim u'krovim le'ir, they should be close to the city. V'lo yishlot sotan b'maisi yodov, v'yizakik lefonav shum dvar chet, v'hir ovel ni'ata v'yarolam, he should never have any kind of sin. V'in Baal Bayis rotze levater, if the Baal Bayis wants to be levater on this bracha, pirish, she'enu rotze lehakbid, Mevater means he doesn't want to be makbid on having this bracha al birchaso ulevarech birchas amazon ba'asma rashai. He doesn't mind not having the oreach bench and giving him a bracha. He'd rather lead the benching on his own. He's allowed to. And the Ramah says v'hu adin sheyochel liten levarech l'mi sheyirtza. Really, the Baal Bayis can give out the benching to whoever he chooses. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yosef Katan Aleph. In a general case, the Mechaber said the gadol is mevarech. Hainu, ha-godol b'chokhma she-b'chol ha-mesubim, the greatest in chokhma of all the people at the Suda, hu yihya ha-mevarech birchas ha-mazon l'kulam. He should bench on behalf of everyone. Now this is going in the olden days, like we learned earlier, that the ideal way of benching is one person benches and everyone listens. That's what the Mechaber is discussing. So he is the one that will be the mevarech birchas ha-mazon l'kulam, no one else benches. The after hashta, and even though nowadays, haminok shekol echad mevarech la'atzma b'lachash, everyone really benches on their own quietly, like we learned in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, mikomokom minok derech eretz l'chado shiyah hu ha-mezamin. So the same thing applies now as well, even though he's not pattering others in their benching, he's only leading the Zeman and everyone is benching on their own, it has evolved that the minok derech eretz is that will mechabe the greatest one of chachma to lead the Zeman. Umayri shekol ha-mesubin hein bali batim sheochlu mishalahem. The case that we're discussing that the gadol is mevarich is when we have a bunch of balabatim and they all ate from their own bread. If there was one person there that is considered the balabayas, hadavar talui bo liten lo reach levarich, then it's all dependent on him to give it to a guest to lead the benching, like the Mechaber told us later on. Or to anyone else that he wants to give the benching to in his family, and he can give a bracha to the balabayas. However, if the greatest one there has some phlegm that's coming out of his mouth, someone else should bench. It's not proper that he's going to be pausing many times along the way, and he's going to be spitting, and everyone's going to wait for him. So that's a time that he should not lead the benching. There are those places they give to lead the benching to an ovel. They let him lead the benching if he's an avelos in the 12 months of his mother or father. V'davka k'shekulam shavim. That's davka in a case where all else is equal. Dahainu shekulam ochem mishalahem. They're all eating from their own food. There's no balabayas, and there the minag is, the other leads the benching. Aval k'sheochem nipito shabalabayas. But if they're eating from the bread of a balabayas, again, talui b'ritzon balabayas. The leading of benching is dependent on the will of the balabayas. L'misha yirtzayit, and whoever he wants to give it to, he gives it to. The kol shekenim rotze b'atzma levarach. Certainly if he wants to lead the benching on his own, he could lead the benching on his own. So a few points over here. Number one, note number four points out, this minog that is brought down, that there are some who are knowing that an oval leads the benching, the shilas and Shuvas, Shailas Yavit says that it's not brought down anywhere in the Rishonim or the Achronim. It's Tam Minug that the Avil tries to get more mitzvahs, Le'ilu Nishmas, his father or mother, so he tries to lead the benching as well, but there's no actual source for any such an idea of an Avil to actually lead the benching. Number two, working our way backwards, we said that if there's a balabayas, he can give someone else to bench the oreach so he can get a bracha, or he can give it to whoever he wants from Bnei Beiso, the yivarech gam kein balabayas. So you see clearly the Bnei Beiso also say the brichas oreach the balabayas, and note number three, he writes, like the Magen Avraham says, Shavadai gam bnei abayas heim orachim l'inyan zeh. The family members are considered orachim l'gabi the brichas oreach. The aleim levarach as balabayas, and the children should say the bracha of the balabayas. V'chein das agon rav al yashiv. The afim heim smuchim al shulchano. Even if he's supporting them, there is younger kids that are over bar mitzvah, but they're being supported by their father. They will say the bracha of the balabayas. Then he writes in note number three, when it comes to bracha in the yeshiva, he brings in the Or Lezion, they should say the bracha of the oreach. However, b'mokum lomar balabayas, instead of saying balabayas, they should say balasuda, tahainu hanediv. It's referring to the ones who are sponsoring money to the yeshiva. Kevan shirosh hayeshiva hu rak gizbar. Since the rosh yeshiva is simply a treasurer, it doesn't belong to him, he's getting the money from elsewhere, so you have in mind the nediv who is sponsoring the yeshiva. Aval, Hagon Rav Yashiv writes, shanusuch nitkon levarech dafka es balabayas. The nusuch that we have in the Birchas Areach is specifically towards the balabayas. Ubimokum could go and zesh ain balabayas, but in the yeshiva, or something similar where there is no balabayas. Shatormin tormilibnea yeshiva, those who are sponsoring money to keep the yeshiva afloat, are giving it for the people of the yeshiva. Ain omrim es birchas ha'oreach klal. So Rav Yashiv says in the yeshiva, you would not say the birchas oreach. Let's go right to the Mishaburis of Katan Beis. We said the Gadol is Mevarech, again, when they're all eating for their own food, the Gadol and Chachma leads the benching, even if he came at the end of the Suda. The Sof has Suda, Kolhecha di imaisi luhu midi matzu lemechal. As long as the other people who maybe finished eating, they would theoretically eat if more food would be brought out that they would want, like we learned earlier in Simen Kut Sadi Zayin, Sif Aleph Ayin Shom, that joins them all together. And it makes sense that if this gadol is delaying in his suda, they're not mechuyav to wait till the gadol finishes his suda, in order that he should lead the benching. Rather, someone else should bench. He will answer. So you do not have to wait for the gadol to finish his suda. If you're two people, you could bench, and he needs to stop for your benching. Sifkat and Gimel goes on that which the Mechaber told us. But if there is an Oreach, then the Oreach overrides the Gadol. Hainu kishu ochel mipito shabalabayas. The Oreach is a guest that is eating from the bread of the Balabayas. Sifkat and Dalet, he is Mevarech, even if the Balabayas is greater than he is. Vim yeshom kama urchim. If there are various guests at the Suda, talui lefi daito shabalabayas, it's talui on the das of the Balabayas, who should lead the benching. Vafilu litein lekotan shabem, he can even give it to the lower one in the group if he chooses. Sifkatan hey uma bracha mevarcho. What is the bracha that we give to the balabayas? The sefer lechem chamudos toma. In the lechem chamudos, he wonders lama anu mishanim nusach habracha the balabayas mimash nemar bashas. Why we change in the shulchan aruch over here from the brichas habayas that is mentioned, the brichas balabayas that is mentioned in the Gemara? If you look at note number 7, the second paragraph, he says a very important thing. Ubizmanenu nowadays, shakol echad mevarech birchas hamazon benifrad. Now again, in the olden days, only one person was benching. So if you want to get a birchas oreach, so then it has to be an oreach leading the benching. If the balabayas is benching, there is no birchas oreach because he is the only one benching. But zok note number 7 nowadays, where every person there is benching on their own, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, shakol oreach mechuyev levarech as balabayas of ne'atzmo. Each person that is benching, who is a guest, must say a bracha for the balabayas. V'chein kasa da ben ishchai, v'chein da sagon rav yashiv. Ul'inyan amiras birchas oreach b'shabbos. What about saying the birchas oreach b'shabbos, which is like making requests? The Birka Yosef says, shehu kekol nusach tfila kavua shemutar l'omra b'shabbos, like any other nusach of a tfila that is said that you are allowed to say on Shabbos. Sivkotan vav. We said if the balabayas wants to be mevater on the bracha that's due to him, and he wants to rather lead the benching, he is allowed to. Shelo tiknu litein lo reach elo letovaso kedei shivarchenu. The only reason why they established to give the benching to the guest is for the benefit of the balabayas, that the guest should bless the balabayas. So therefore, he can be mevater. The kol shekeinim ha'reach einu hogun be'enov. Certainly, if the guest is not important, he's not roi in the eyes of Abayas, Diyesha Lasas Kain, he should not allow the Oreah to bench, and he should rather take it himself. If you look at note number 80, he writes, V'samach me'am mikru l'kach shem v'varachin as abalabayis, the source from a pasuk, a smach from a pasuk, to this idea that we, Areach says, the bracha of the babayis, it's brought on the berhete, b'shem maharash, from the pasuk of uveirachta es Hashem. Uveirachta es Hashem, es l'rabos balabayis. We bless Hashem, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta es Hashem l'gacha, so the es is l'rabos balabayis, and the l'rabo brings this smach, b'shem the Yerushalmi. Ukishiyeshnam shnei balibayas. If the Suda is really being sponsored by two balibatim, Kavachayim writes, Sheyomar hanusa b'loshen rabim. So you should say the nusa b'loshen rabim, and that is matzui hu b'chasanus. That's found by weddings. Sheshnei mechutonim heim bali asuda, and two mechutonim sponsored the wedding together. So you'd use loshen rabim to include both of the balibatim that were sponsoring the Suda. And finally, Sivkot and Zayin Lamisha Yurtsa, we said the balibayas can either take the benching for himself, or he can give it to whoever he likes. Hainu, da'afilu im echad somuch al shulchanu, even if there's someone that is reliant on the balabayas' table, meaning he supports him, u'mishalim lo dumei mizono, and this person pays for his food, sha'oso ein sarach levarach lebalabayas, this person who's paying for his food at the Suda does not need to give a bracha to the balabayas, because the balabayas is not giving him free food, he's paying for it. Gam kein rashai liten lo levarach. So the balabayas wants to give the benching to that person who doesn't need to say the bracha for the balabayas, he can even give it to him, whatever he wants, even if he wants to mevater on the bracha totally, he can mevater. It's in the control of the Baal Bayis. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Sif Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.